Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. Hey, if it ain't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or... at crabdiving.com.
Oral. Anal.
Okay. Pong toy deployed. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Hey, let's put on a show in the barn.
Oh, okay. Look at this barn.
That reference is way older than even me.
Is that a musical theater reference?
No, that's a... Okay, give me a second. That is Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland.
Right.
When they were kid stars and they were in these movies where they would be these kids that are farmers, and then they'd be like, they need an excuse to get Judy Garland singing.
Right.
And get him singing and dancing. They would say, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's put on a show in the barn. We'll raise money for whatever disaster was befalling the farm or something like that. A cow needed a tit job.
This cow needs a nipple reduction. Who had more influence?
She's
on
only
Hollywood?
Getting four of her nipples done.
Well, those are udders, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. Mickey Rourke, Mickey Rooney. Bigger footprint upon Hollywood, upon the entertainment industry.
Oh, Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rourke, 9.5 weeks. Wasn't that him?
Mickey Rourke is excellent. Crazy. But excellent.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, I just having...
You see the wrestler?
Having wasted some of my student loan money on film history courses.
you saw the wrestler.
He was... Mickey Rooney was a huge, massive star in the...
Massive.
30s, 40s, 50s.
Right. You're right. But not like, I mean, Mickey Rourke, much more range, I think, in skill as an actor than Mickey Rooney. For sure, right?
You know, Mickey Rooney was around for forever. He was doing movies when he was in his like 80s and shit, But I'm just saying, he did some dramatic work that wasn't awful.
When we go forward, he
was an actor in the 30s, a kid actor. What do you, I mean?
John Travolta was Vinnie Barbarino in the Sweathawks. He was in Summer Love in Greece. What? I'm watching
our ratings just plummet right now.
John Gotti, he did that not too long ago. Holy shit, and he hasn't learned a thing.
I could tell the people are leaving.
Are they leaving?
And they're cutting themselves manner. I can see pictures. It on my ratings.
I'm going to do my British dialect.
Social media, join us, tweet us during the show. We check that shit occasionally at Crab Diving. And join us also any other time or anytime on our Facebook page and on our Instagram, which we don't post much of. I should just put Shelby pictures up there.
I think you should. Be rich.
Also, thank you for helping out the show by buying shit through Amazon. If you're going to buy anything through Amazon, buy it through our link. Right. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use the lovely banner on our webpage, and everything you buy during that session, we get a wee little tiny commission from our overlord, Jeff Bezos.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
And it doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Jesus Christ.
That was real. That's like not a line. That's Lily Tomlin pissed off.
You know that Grace and Frankie? I watched that.
Sure, that's funny. I've watched a few of those.
Yeah. Oh my God. Over the weekend, I watched a bunch with my mom and my aunt. And Lily Tomlin is just so fucking good. There's just no other way to fucking say that, man. I mean, she has moments in that show that are just fucking
fuck
genius.
Fuck you.
Let's see what's going on in El fucking world. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Was outside walking earlier today, and it's beginning to smell a little bit like storm season here in the FL, and looking forward to that. What are your predictions on hurricane season? Good or bad?
In LA, it was urine season.
Oh, yes. That's right.
At times, depending on where you were walking.
I'm so glad it's not urine with the hurricane, that it's just water.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we could do, right? Should we pray?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we should do something. I mean, because per
science. Sacrifice a virgin?
Yeah. In Florida.
Good luck, yeah.
Per science, like, the storm season has to be worse than last year.
One would think.
No, I thought climate change was getting worse.
Well,
exponentially.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you never know. It's capricious. We don't know. An El Nino could muck everything up. We don't know.
What about, I mean, no one has a roof here.
There are many roofs that are, including us. Yeah. There are many roofs that are still covered with tarps.
Are we going to fix those before the next one? The next season?
Well, allegedly ours is imminent.
On the way. Fuck.
It was supposed to happen this week, but the Lord decided to squeeze the angels and have rain fall down on us.
I wish the Lord was in charge of our repairs in this house.
Bringing him out after he washes them.
That's funny. The Lord might be a better landlord. I don't know. Just saying. Shouldn't listen.
Well, I don't know. There's been times. I got some complaints for the Lord if he owns this planet.
You know, right.
About some of our fellow tenants, specifically.
I mean, she doesn't listen to the show. I mean, because she hand wrote a lease for us once. She doesn't have that tech.
Our landlord? Oh, yeah. I would find that unlikely.
I find fucking the podcasting app or Stitcher or Spotify or crabdiving.com. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We got spoiled with a couple of good landlords in Los Angeles and oppressive on behalf of the renters laws in California and LA, right? I mean, they're very, very strict,
right?
Very pro-tenant laws.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's
true.
You
got to fix shit. You can't kick people out willy-nilly. Yeah. You can't, you got to give ridiculous notice if you're even going to show up and things like that. All of it.
Ours just comes over and complains about her problems, about what's going on in her life. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Masturbation. Yes. Sadomasochistic abuse.
I would think those aren't problems.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
You're taking that rent check, though, right? Okay.
So over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Po.
Wee wee. Zootalore.
Biden to Congress, ban assault weapons. Fuck yeah.
Yes. Hi. Welcome to the party, America.
Did you see those motherfuckers, the NRA, what they tweeted like last night or something? The quote.
Little Russian bitches.
The 2A.
Yeah.
Shall not be abridged. Well regulated militia. And social media responded in a tsunami of show us the well regulated part about this militia.
I'm choking to death on coffee. But listen, those guys can fuck off. I mean, we just they can fuck the fuck off. And I thought they were Putin's little patsies. Putin's little bitch. I thought they funneled Russian rubles into Trump's campaign.
It's being worked on. The lawsuit proceedeth in New York, where the attorney general there is suing them to close because of their rampant.
Shut it.
Well, because of their rampant corruption and stealing and buying hundreds of thousands of dollars of underwear for Wayne LaPierre.
Wait, shouldn't some of these people
in crotchless, unsure.
Yes. I'm happy they're crotchless. I would hate to think of any kind of material being next to his tank.
Yeah, Wayne likes to swing like a man should.
Yes, I would have sympathy for any textile next to his skin.
So after the horrific shooting last night, 10 people dead in Colorado. An AR-15. Huh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Those hardly ever get used.
Jeez.
An assault weapon.
President Joe Biden today has called for a nationwide ban on assault weapons, background check reforms, and broad changes to magazine capacity restrictions in his first remarks since a gunman opened fire at Boulder, Colorado, at a supermarket in Boulder, killing 10 people.
You know, these fucking Republicans, like, 10 fucking people, man. I thought they were the pro-life party. What the fuck, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you lunatic? You fucks?
Biden said, while we're still waiting on more information regarding the shooter, his motive, the weapons he used, the guns. I thought it was out there that it was a AR. The guns, the magazines, the modifications to those weapons that have apparently taken place here. I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save lives in the future. We can ban assault weapons and high capacity magazines in this country once again.
Let us take this energy, get rid of that fucking filibuster, and do whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, yeah. Scorch.
Let's just do it. My God.
Because all of these have overwhelming support, even among the Republican loonies.
Most of us want these
90 plus percent on extended background checks and closing the loopholes and bullshit like that. And most people are cool with an assault weapon ban.
I have to think that Joe Biden must see that this could be his moment. You get rid of that fucking filibuster and you change this goddamn country. Get rid of these fucking assault weapons.
He can't get rid of
it.
You got to convince Manchin and Sinema.
Yeah.
And Coons and a couple of the other ones that are iffy about it.
They could do it.
But I think it'll work if they do that talking one. They're going to reform it. Because the purpose of the filibuster was not to give the minority veto power. That's what it's become.
What was it, to give them lip service or something?
It was to give them the slave a fair owners? Hearing, yeah.
To give the slave owners a fair hearing. God.
And a chance to slow things down and try to scuttle, for the most part, civil rights legislation.
Yeah.
And when it first started, any murmurs of getting rid of slavery.
We can't summon the courage to get rid of that. Joe Manchin can't say no to that. Why are you Democrats then? Why are you Democrats if you're not going to get rid of the fucking filibuster, some slavery fossil? What is your problem?
A lot of people are pointing out, though, that Joe Manchin still votes like 98% Democrat. And that on some things that don't matter, like, you know, the occasional cabinet member or something like that, that he'll vote no and outrage all of us. Well, but it won't matter because they get passed anyway. Yeah. So he can do that and throw a little raw meat to the alleged moderates in West Virginia, because people point out if Joe Manchin lost, he could lose to a Trumpist Republican. It's West Virginia. So for some reason, people like him there because I think of the labor. I think hopefully the Democrats.
Well,
did you see we have a new Secretary of Labor? I don't know his name. Can't think of it. I'll look it up in a second.
I don't think he sentenced Jeffrey Epstein to a sweetheart deal for raping a bunch of children, right?
He's a big pro-labor dude.
Oh, well, that would make sense, big pro-labor guy, yeah. He's in charge of labor. How amazing.
Well, but that's the opposite of what the last administration did.
Trump was like, this guy hates the environment. Now he's in charge of it. What the shit, motherfucker? God. But it is the bottom of the ninth. So what? You know, it's like Joe Manchin, get rid of the filibuster. What if you don't get elected again? Hell, man, this is the bottom of the ninth inning. We have all three. Play like it's the end of the World Series.
Play like the Republicans did and would.
Get mean. God, find a deep fake of Joe Manchin doing something horrible and tell him to vote to get rid of the filibuster. No, this goes out. Who gives a shit?
I don't condone that, but.
Well, that, hey, man, that's worth $15 an hour.
Primary
wage,
the motherfucker.
Well, what if he loses to a Trumpist? That's the
primary.
I know, but what if that person loses?
Well, right.
So then, you know, the deep fake.
They need to find a good Bernie Democrat, because Bernie did really fucking well in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Because the populist, that's why the people, some of the former Democrats that inexplicably voted Obama, then Trump.
Yeah.
That's what they thought. It was the populist message. They're like, maybe he won't be as racist and sexist and all that stuff, you know, but he's going to be a populist, he said. And then, of course, he was just the opposite.
Right.
But an actual populist like Bernie and AOC, you know, people like that, who actually want things the people want. That's kind of what populist means. It's the shit the people want.
It really is a kind of a dumb. I mean, it just feels like it's just such a get rid of the filibuster. Why would anyone want to have anything that's has anything to do with fucking slavery? The dog doesn't give a shit about the moment in this podcast right now. What is it? What do you need, hound? What's up?
I can't read through your head. Move over.
She doesn't understand the reading thing.
The 1994 crime bill included a ban on assault-style weapons for civilians, but the provision was allowed to expire under GWB 2004.
Thanks, Republicans. Fucking thanks.
God, that was right after the Iraq War, too.
Yeah.
The measure also contained certain loopholes. For example, it only applied to weapons manufactured after the bill was passed, so you could keep your... You could keep your little boomstick if it was already made. They're just not going to make any new ones.
Oh, okay.
So that was the previous one.
Right. God.
Biden said the United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House bills that close loopholes in the background check system.
Yeah.
These are bills that receive votes from both Democrats and Republicans in the House. This should not be a partisan issue. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I think the in the House, it was like, you know, all the Democrats and like eight Republicans. That's what they consider bipartisan now. If you get a handful of the other side, then so it's, it's bipartisan. We got eight guys to vote.
You know, it just, that's fucked up.
It's ridiculous.
Fucked up. You know, man, I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but I'm just curious. I wonder what Alex Jones is saying about this. I imagine, do you think he's saying they're crisis actors this time? Is he going to do that again?
The harvest of war is here.
Who knows what he will say?
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up the fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Okay, well, I'll see you later. I'll show myself out.
There you go. Biden is asking Congress to, asking the Senate specifically to fucking do something.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that shit.
But good luck.
You know what? So, I mean, I understand how people get cynical over this issue, because we always talk about it. What it takes is some more dead people. Like, we will talk about this and maybe something will happen because there's a lot of Democrats in government right now.
Yeah.
But we will talk about this. And we'll talk about this in, like, I guarantee you by Monday or Tuesday, people will be done with this.
Oh, every time.
And we won't talk about it again.
Or there'll be another
until
one.
Until there's another one. And then we'll talk about it. It's a shitty fucking America.
I wasn't aware this guy was Middle Eastern. Ahmad I. Aliwi Alissa, 21, has been charged with first-degree murder after allegedly opening fire with an assault-type weapon inside a King Supers grocery store. A Boulder police officer was killed. 51. He was the first responder there, one of the first to arrive at the scene. The rest of the victims range from 20 to 65 years old.
Jesus Christ.
We don't have any information yet. They haven't released any information on any alleged motive or how he obtained the weapon. So we don't know anything yet.
Yeah. God, it's just nuts that we live in a country where you can get that gun. Where can you buy an AR-15? I mean, I'm not.
Well, and it ain't a hunting rifle. It's
for
just
people.
It's a people hunting rifle. Yeah, it's not a hunting rifle.
Well, I like to use it for to shoot targets.
So the only
and
reason
shit.
The only reason it's out there is because there's demand, right? It's just money. Oh, yeah. The gun makers. That's
well,
why we need some regulation.
A lot of these assholes are getting it as a fuck you. Because my freedom, I'm collecting them. I got 19 ARs at home.
Can't you just get a fake
one? All kinds of different colors and patterns. I like the pink leopard skin one. My wife likes that one.
You know, it's like sometimes you read the news and you just look around. Usually here, you just look around and you think, can we be a little better? Fuck me, you know? Just operate at a best line that's a baseline that's a little bit more like we're on, I don't know what we're on. Let's say we're on a 2, 1 being the most shitty, 10 being the least shitty. We're operating at like a 3 here in Florida. You know, maybe in America we go from 3 to a 5 down to a 3. We're at a 3 out of 10.
I thought we were a great place to live.
Oh, no. That one article said that. And my opinion on that was that person must have been the depressants.
U.S. News and World Report.
Dude, the dude's Prozac kicked in that day or something, and he lost
his
shit.
U.S. News, it's a study that they do. They assess a bunch of different criteria, and they decide what
the
bestest and what the worstest.
We do stories on people all the time that dispute shit that's, you know, study-based. They just don't agree with it because they think it's bullshit, and I'm going to say that's
right.
Based on nothing, but I don't give a fuck. Florida is not the best place to live, and if your study tells you that, what is your study rooted in?
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
You know, Glenn, there's no context that explains that, right? Right, what is it? He was just mad.
I don't know what was going on. He was upset at how it was the whole Me Too thing. And
well,
and
Bill Cosby was a serial rapist. Is a serial rapist.
Yes.
So that, I mean, that's where the cancel culture angle comes in. That's why people don't want to listen to his fucking comedy anymore, because it's the comedy ramblings of a fucking serial rapist, which all of us should be like, oh,
but
yes.
Apparently, Glenn Beck believed Bill.
You know, serial means, in this instance, a fuck ton of people doing the thing, right? A series of events, like serial killer.
Yes.
A fuck ton of killings.
Not like Corn Pops.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Of course. But, you know, I mean, this is a, I don't know.
I mean, I suppose there are people who like to put a hole in the frosted mini wheats box and fuck the hell out of it. But,
you know, I was one time, I totally forgot this. This is horrific. And this project never came to fruition, but I was writing some horrendous sketches with this other comedian. And a line came up where it was like, I called Bill Cosby a serial rapist in some line. I was in a spaceship or something. And the guy's like, oh, this is funny. He's like, I'm just going to edit one thing. And I was like, you
the Cosby line?
No, he edited the line. He said a rapist rather than a serial rapist. And I said, that's what you're splitting hairs over?
Oh,
whether or not Bill Cosby's a serial rapist as opposed to a rapist?
What he thinks, well, he only did one. He might have only done one.
You know, I remember working with this dude, and I'm like, man, quit scratching your nuts, man. You're grossing me the fuck out. And Bill Cosby is a serial rapist, you fucking loser.
You should powder.
People are horrible.
The Drudge Report has the mugshot of the shooter, Ahmad al-Aliwi Alissa.
Yes.
It says charged in rampage.
God.
This is the Daily Mail.
Hello.
I wonder if Drudge has a deal with the Daily Mail, because they link over to the Daily Mail a lot.
I don't know. Maybe.
I just wonder. The Daily Mail, of course, has headlines that are paragraphs.
You know, I think that you could use one of these studies that you bring up in the show all the time. Maybe we can find a study that I bet Drudge is the most profitable news website that could be ran probably by an 8-year-old.
Right.
It's nothing.
I don't think he has a lot to do with it.
He doesn't do anything.
He hires people. Yeah. Revealed, Syrian-born gunman Ahmad Alyssa, 21, was known to the FBI and ranted about, quote, Islamophobes hacking his phone before, mental illness, they're saying, before killing 10 at Boulder grocery store with assault rifle he bought 1 week ago.
Oh, my God. But why? Let me ask you something.
Oh, he's got mental illness.
But why? Why? The FBI was aware of him. What does that mean?
If they're aware of him, how did he get this gun?
Here's an idea. If the FBI is aware that someone might be a threat, maybe you're put on a list of awareness, and that means you can't get a gun.
Right.
I don't know. That'd be an easy fix. I mean, I guess.
Oh, it's actually a Ruger SR-556.
Oh, so it's not a fucking...
Well, it's in the same family.
Oh, okay.
Same Ruger. Style.
It's a German gun?
Ruger and Company, I believe...
Le Ruger?
Are they German?
I have no fucking idea. Ruger... Yeah, they are. Probably. Those are Nazi guns.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, U.S. Firearms Company, Sturm Ruger and Company.
Nine!
There you go.
Okay. I don't know German, anything.
You Germanophobe.
I'm sorry.
Pfeiffer. Herr Pfeiffer.
Hassan Pfeiffer. Oh, shit. Sorry. I just said rabbit.
The engineer just grabbed his ears. It is a rabbit.
Oh, really?
Hassan Pfeiffer, right?
Yeah. I saw that on a menu once.
I just know because of the Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't somebody trying to get him for Hassan Pfeiffer?
You know, Bugs Bunny did have some problematic shit. You know?
Yeah.
Didn't he do some Hitler shit and some weird, like, anti-Asian, some racist shit?
During the war, yeah.
God damn. Yeah.
His family describes the shooter as mentally ill. He was born in Syria, moved to the U.S. when he was 3. He opened fire at about 2:40 p.m. at the King Supers grocery store. He was taken into custody, transported to hospital for a leg wound. He's been released from the hospital, now is in Boulder County Jail. They've not released anything about a motive, but it says in Facebook posts over the last 18 months, he complained about not having a girlfriend, ranted about Trump, and talked about his Islamic faith.
He ranted about Trump.
Yeah.
Probably didn't like
But him. His brother said that he was getting more paranoid and very antisocial.
Yeah.
So he probably is schizophrenic or something, right? If he thinks people are watching him and people are hacking him.
Yeah.
He's saying, stop hacking my phone. Nobody's hacking your phone.
I missed how the guy that the shooter in Atlanta. How did he get his gun? I missed that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that either.
I mean, because I think, wasn't he having mental issues or something? You know, is there a way? This is such a, you know, maybe the NRA would consider not lobbying against a bill that says, if you have a mental illness or you suffer from something, I don't know. Maybe
you're asking a lot there. I don't know.
We can decide as a community in a way to take care of each other. We don't let people with mental problems have guns.
Right.
We could do that. Or we could get rid of the fucking guns. But no, we can't do that because we're fucking America. But maybe we could take that wee step, you know, fuck.
And better access to mental health care for everyone.
No, we want better access to guns for everyone. I don't know why that. I don't know. I don't understand that.
Because that's America. That's freedom.
You can't shoot.
It's that Second Amendment, man. I read it several times on the internet this morning, thanks to a bunch of people retweeting the N fucking R fucking A.
Yeah, God, you know, it's just like there are very few problems. There are no problems where a gun offers a great solution. Okay, yes, I'll say it. Let's say the very, very slim chance there's a home fucking invasion and a crack team of terrorists are breaking down your front door to steal the bullshit you bought from Pier 1. Yes. Then you need a gun to shoot them to death.
Is Pier 1 still a thing?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. The wicker didn't survive the pandemic.
It'll come back. It grows really well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The wicker plant.
So, elsewhere in the world, there's a, this is from The Hill.
Oh.
Surprising, this is, Ryan, you'll find this interesting.
Right.
Surprising study finds sharks are key to restoring damaged habitats and fighting climate change.
Okay, I am totally fine with that. I will be swimming in a pool or a jacuzzi or a hot tub without access to the ocean. So a shark or a, any kind of fucked up thing that swims in the water can't fuck with me.
Basically, it says increased herbivore feeding from lack of predation exacerbates the degradation of the ecosystem. So, kill off the sharks.
Yes.
And the things that the shark ate.
Okay.
Would stop eating that shit that they ate and it fucked up everything.
Okay. So what you're saying is to stay out of the water.
Well, we should. Well, no.
No, get out of their habitat.
Stay out of the water.
Stop fucking with their habitat.
I'm just saying that we need them.
Yes. I'm imagining, thinking, I'm like, what if I'm in the ocean and all of a sudden a shark is chewing my foot? I'm thinking, well, we do need these guys for this ecosystem.
You're probably not thinking that.
Fuck this shark, you know, but you know, I shouldn't be here.
You're probably not thinking that, though.
Please give me back my foot. I'm never coming in the water again, I promise. That's what I'd say.
We have,
well, that, you know, Donald Trump, we mentioned him earlier, he hates sharks. And the only reason I know this is because Stormy Daniels said so after Donald Trump, made love.
Well, I thought
Stormy.
He was fascinated by sharks. He likes watching Shark Week.
No, yes. But he always thought, he said we should kill all the fucking sharks.
Well, yeah. There we go. Shocking. I disagree with Trump on yet another.
You might want to forward
subject.
Former POTUS that article that you just saw. Maybe he could read it.
I don't think we're in touch.
Come here, let me touch you.
I'm not on the whatever the new...
You don't want to be in touch with that guy.
Whatever the new Trump dealio is going to be. So, who the fuck knows?
Can you imagine being friends? Like, is he going to make friends with new people after he's president? I mean, I'm just saying.
Did he make friends with anybody ever?
Hey, my name's Bill.
Transactions to him?
Yeah, you're Trump, right? Yeah, I don't agree with the guy, but we hang out and watch TV together, and I don't know, I can't see it. Play croquet or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Lawn darts?
Right. Oh, yeah. With Trump? Yeah, play some lawn darts with him. Have a ball.
CDC Director, Center for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky.
Yes.
Said yesterday she is concerned the U.S. could experience, quote, another avoidable surge in coronavirus infections due to new variants.
Hello. Damn it, man.
If people don't follow mitigation measures like mask wearing and social distancing.
I'm trying.
Not here in Florida, because we don't. That's not how we roll here. Thanks to our.
I thought you said
our government
that the CDC wasn't worried about Florida. I think you said.
Oh,
that.
I'm sure they're worried about Florida.
Yeah, you should be. So what? So what does that mean? We just stay in the house another fucking year or something? God damn.
A growing number of states. Not after the jabs.
Right.
A growing number of states have moved to reopen despite the spread of new variants. I know. I saw that out of the corner of my eye.
You
the
barely made it up
with
there,
a
man.
Less than graceful jump up on the chair. States are increasingly attributing their coronavirus cases to new variants.
Oh.
B1427 and B1429 are estimated to comprise 52% of cases in California, 41% in Nevada, 25% in Arizona. Here's us. The B117 variant, first identified in the UK.
The B117
is estimated to account for 9% of cases in New Jersey, 8% of our cases here in Floridia.
So if I get the jabs, I'm out and about. Uh-oh, I got the variant. I'm getting sick. I'm dying. I'm getting tricked. Well, no,
you're probably, as far as we know, the new variants are
who
is not,
we?
Well, the scientists.
Okay.
As far as they're saying.
Right.
These vaccines still work on the variants.
Think. Okay, good. God, good. That's good. Okay. What happens when Ebola comes this way again? What happens?
Well, or if Ebola becomes airborne.
That's why you vote for Democrats, because what if it's the Republicans in charge of that? We're all going to die.
There's that brain thing that they're watching in like somewhere in Africa or something like that. That has a 75% kill rate.
Why are we watching?
COVID has a 1%, 2%.
75%?
Yeah.
Fuck me. Why are we watching it? Why aren't you getting rid of it?
Well, they're trying to.
What are you watching for? Fucking kill that shit. Kill it all.
Walensky said, we must act now. I'm worried that if we don't take the right actions now, we will have another avoidable surge, just as we're seeing in Europe right now. And just as we are so aggressively scaling up vaccination.
Yes. Yes. Good. Well, I mean, well, does Europe have the same level of vaccine hesitancy that we do?
I don't know.
Yeah. God, I hope not. We got some real fucking idiots here. I'm not getting that shot. You just, I don't know what they put in that shit.
So there you go.
They put in fetal parts.
CDC director is saying, knock it the fuck out. Yeah. Knock it the fuck off. Don't stay the fuck indoors, not outdoors. Don't go the fuck outdoors.
Right. But you're still protected if you got deuce shots or whatever.
Well, yeah. As far as we know.
God, that's the worst. I hate that.
I mean, at least it'll be lessened, probably.
You know, I got to tell you, dude.
Unless it's a totally strange variant.
Oh, shit.
It's worse.
Yeah. This fucking, God, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, this shit, I just hate when people say you never can tell. When people say as far as we know, and they're talking about the coronavirus, I hate that so much.
Well, right, because
that's always mean bad shit's around the corner.
No, it means we don't know what's around the corner.
It's never been good. Well, what's been good about this? Right. Just around the corner. Oh, COVID dick. Oh, COVID toes. Oh, I got COVID eyeballs.
The U.S. 7-day average of daily new COVID cases is up at least 5% in 27 states.
Not our state, though.
The pace of vaccinations continues to pick up, with the country giving out about 2.5 million shots per day. But the lifting of restrictions in many states, they didn't lift them here.
Yeah.
We never fucking had them.
So this isn't us.
And the spread of more contagious variants in the U.S., threatened to undo the nation's progress.
But wait. If we're all getting vaccinated, then there should still be progress, meaning less virus.
Right.
Okay.
But Dr. Walensky says we are at a critical point, at a fork in the road.
Yes.
We need to stick to it if we just say fuck it and open up and it's party,
right,
we're gonna have a surge.
Okay, well, it's been that, per the news, all that shit in Miami,
yeah,
makes me want to vomit. It is that, so I guess we're gonna fucking have one.
As optimism around the steady rise in vaccinations picks up, many states have begun to ease restrictions on businesses and gatherings, despite warnings from the CDC to not do so. Though some states, such as New Jersey, are beginning to consider holding off on further opening as the cases start to rise again.
Who's in charge of New Jersey? Cory Booker is the...
I don't know.
He's the
senator.
Maybe they have an adult in charge of that state. That's why they're... I know in this state, we're not showing any restraint from the state government, correct?
Right.
We have a state government. That guy...
Well, yeah.
Ron?
We don't have a good one. We have a state government, sure.
I hate that guy. Dumb fuck.
Also, in COVID news...
We have the dumbest looking governor. Mm, I
can't say that. I don't know. I haven't seen them all.
I have. It, we are. Our seen all.
You've seen
so,
all 50 governors.
No, I. Well, well, I'm only counting the dumb governors upon the dumb looking governors. I, you know, I'm trying to think. Taint Reeves looks pretty stupid. In
Mississippi.
Yeah, and who's in charge of Abbott? The guy
Abbott in Texas.
He looks like a fuck face. You know.
Pfizer is beginning human safety testing of a new pill to treat the COVID that could be used at the first sign of illness.
Damn.
So if you get it, there may be something coming around that may help.
Hey, Trump, where was all this shit when you were president, motherfucker?
Well, he'll take credit for it.
Where was it? You had all this time. Well, Joe Biden just got elected, you mother...
They were probably working on this for a while. If it succeeds in trials, the pill could be prescribed early in an infection to block viral replication before the patients get very sick.
Yeah.
The drug binds to an enzyme called the protease. And to keep the virus from replicating, protease inhibiting medicines have been successful in treating other types of viruses, including HIV and hepatitis C.
I ain't getting inhibited by no protease.
This is the second medicine Pfizer has brought into human trials to treat COVID.
Ooh.
They're testing another given intravenously to hospitalized virus patients.
Still nothing with my pillow guy's oleander treatment that...
I don't believe there have been a lot of miracles in that realm.
I'm going to need you to boof this oleander to prevent the corona.
It's the best thing that's ever happened. Don't you know?
I you know, I watch one.
Just wait. Going to hear all the evidence.
I watch it. I watch one of his commercials, and he really does make a lot of that shredded foam pillow thing. You know, how it, you know, he explains the science and how it naturally aligns your spine. But it's just a pile of foam. He can off, right? I mean, there's nothing special about it, right?
If you sleep on it face down, put it down there. Wraps right around everything. Feels great. Let's see. The MyPillow dude.
Yeah, man.
We have a couple of clips.
You know, MSNBC runs
Right Wing Watch, and a couple others do.
They run MyPillow ads.
Speaking of, we have a MyPillow.
Oh, wow.
We have a Mike Lindell provided by Right Wing Watch.
Oh, the little traitor.
Here he is on, we've played this guy before, Eric Metaxas, M-E-T-A-X-A-S. He's got a radio show and a
Metaxas.
YouTube bullshit.
Fuck you.
Right Wing Dickbag Nut Job. Yeah. Trumpist. Here he is with Mike Lindell, who's obviously broadcasting from his office.
He's going to suck Mike Lindell's dick so hard, isn't he?
I believe that's a God thing that they didn't look at it. Now they're going to.
He believes it's a God thing why they didn't look at his overwhelming evidence.
Oh, my God.
That God didn't want it to happen yet. But it's all part of God's plan.
You know, that's rich. You should run no one watched my movie because God didn't let them. Why don't you run that excuse by Hollywood and see how they look at that?
I believe that's a God thing that they didn't look at it. Now they're going to have to look at it because everyone's going to already know the evidence. And when you put it to them, it's going to be like a poker hand. If somebody's cheating next to me and he's looking at my cards, when I want him out, if I got a good hand, I might just show my hand. We're going to show all the evidence. So when you bring it before the court, it's all going to be there for everyone to see in the world.
Everyone's been asking to see your evidence, you dick.
Yeah, man. Why wouldn't you do this earlier in the process?
Well, yeah,
you wacko.
Because it's all bullshit. Oh, that's why.
Oh, does he know he's lying, or is he a guy that read one too
he
many
may be
articles
a real
while he was shitting or
well,
something?
Well, he's a Jesus guy.
No, God.
And the studies have shown that the evangelical cats are
if Jesus is so all knowing and shit
are more prone to believing conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
so he may be a real believer.
But okay, but why? Why are they?
It's just the vibe.
Okay, but why? Because they're.
And it doesn't have to do with intelligence. Okay, because there are
stupid,
there are
but...
There are intelligent, not wise, but intelligent people. A lot of
nobody's smart watches that fucking documentary for 3 hours. And just like, you know what? He makes a lot of good fucking points. Is James Woods watching that documentary going, oh yeah.
I don't know. He might read the conclusions and agree with them, but I don't know if he's going to sift through Lindell.
I had a friend posting about this shit, this Mike Lindell's goddamn movie, like it was in the way Mike Lindell's talking about it. Yeah. It was like, let's take a ShamWow.
So when you bring it before the court, it's all going to be there for everyone to see in the world, which they've already seen it for weeks before this. Now the Supreme Court, if they don't take it, they're going to be under. I'm a marketer. I'm doing everything we can to take away a reason why they would not look at it. Why would they not look at it? Well, you know what? Let's say that they're compromised. But you know what? There's going to be so much pressure that if you don't look at it, people are going to know you're compromised, okay, if you are. I'm not saying they aren't.
No, I'm not saying they are, but if they're compromised.
Hey, Lindell, take it down a notch. I get it. I understand your point. You want us to look at your stupid movie. I understand.
Well, it's the new one coming out too.
He's not.
He's got a whole
Lindell. You can't put
it's like
out
a trilogy. It's
no,
like
it's bullshit.
Like Lord of the Rings, man.
It is though. That's it like is. Lord of the Rings.
It is.
You can't put out a 3-hour movie and then 2 weeks later, we'll have another 3-hour movie. Come
strap
on.
In. Of course he can.
Are you James Cameron?
He's got PowerPoint slides and everything.
I've got Final Draft.
Because the production values were so great on the first one.
I didn't watch it. It's stupid.
It's him sitting there. And
why is our country?
They threw it to slides every once in a while.
I mean, the Overstock guy, Mike Lindell, my pillow fuck, all these fucking dickheads that are just holding our country hostage with their lunacy. Please stop. Pick up your crazy shit. Mike, pick up your visual aids. Go home. Go fuck yourself. Go get sued.
Yesterday, we talked about how Trump is allegedly going to be starting his own social media site.
What? How does he know how to do that? Did he watch it?
No, he's not.
Is that what he did
anything.
During pandemic? He learned how
he's
to create.
Doing nothing. Somebody's going to fleece him again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's his name? The campaign manager dude whose name escapes me already.
He was
a social media guy who then got elevated to
Brad Fuckhead.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just he's Brad Fuckhead until somebody tweets us and tell.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't. Matter. He went nuts though, right? He had a bunch of guns.
There's a video of him getting taken down by the popo, like in his underwear, threatening to kill himself or something.
Did all of his money, Brad Fuckface's money, basically came from working for Trump, right?
Oh, definitely. He was like a low-level guy with some social media firm, I think.
It doesn't make any fucking sense because he only worked for Trump for not a long time, right? He didn't grow up with a guy.
Right.
So this guy...
He probably just sucked Trump's wiener long and hard enough.
It's so horrible. But really... He
told Trump everything, and Trump's like, I like this guy, Brad Parscale.
Brad Parscale, dude.
He's like, hire him, I like him.
He took you for a ride, dumb fuck.
Right.
He only worked for you for a couple of years, and he's so rich. He's just so rich from that, because he fleeced you so fucking
and
hard.
And like trash rich, too, like Ferraris.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I mean, just buying all the stuff.
He's a dumb fuck. A wanker.
Well, here is... Someone who Donald Trump, I saw a clip not too long ago from Mar-a-Lago,
oui.
Where he was talking about her and said that she should run for senator of Florida.
Please don't. Damn it.
Lara Trump. This isn't even Ivanka. This is Lara. This is Eric's wife.
Oh, my fucking Christ. What do you see in him? How do you fuck him? I have no other way to put it. What do you do?
Here she is. I don't know where she is, what TV show she's on.
Do you think
this is her talking about the new social media gig?
You think her and Elaine Chao call each other for support
never.
And say, hey,
never.
I know you fuck someone hideous. How do you do it? What's your secret? What's your secret?
You think Elaine Chao is going to talk to any of these people?
Why? Is she is she like richer than they are or something?
She's, her father is like a billionaire Chinese shipping magnate.
Okay. So, you know, all I'm saying is then why do the Republicans constantly say the Democrats are in bed with like Chinese business and shit like that? Why are they saying?
Because they're lying fuck faces.
But Elaine Chang Chao's father, what you just
said. Right.
It's hypocritical.
Here's Lara Trump, I don't know, talking to some schlub who is talking about her daddy-in-law's new social media gig.
God.
Obviously, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, there are a lot of social media outlets that have proven to suppress the voices of conservatives. And so I think that that we have all felt like, gosh, wouldn't it be nice if there was a platform available that would allow us.
There are.
Go ahead.
They fail.
Guess what, though? Guess what? Let's say that's what was happening.
Right.
It's a private company. Can't they do that? Can I do whatever the fuck I want on my private fucking platform?
It's not.
What?
They're free to express their views as long as their views don't violate community standards. Gay people should be killed.
Yes.
Violates is an opinion that violates community standards. We don't want your shit here. I don't care if you believe that. You're not going to be allowed on my platform saying it.
Yeah.
If you say, I don't like gay people, all right, I'll let you.
But
you're an asshole and you're disgusting.
But wait a second. If it's your private platform, can you honestly just, you're God, right? That's mine. I own this and you're here at leisure.
Well, right.
So if I don't want to hear your Republican bullshit, you can fuck right off
but
the parlor.
You know, that's what's
going
to happen over at Trump Fap Land.
What do you mean?
That he's going to run it. And any liberal accusing him is going to be kicked off. They're going to be doing everything, undoubtedly, everything
and
that they accuse everyone else of doing.
And who wants to go to one of these right-wing nut jobs social media platforms?
No one's going. Watch. It's just not going to happen. It's going to flop. It's going to be riddled with bots.
Yeah, yeah.
Every Iranian teenager is going to be working in some little hovel somewhere on a PC, just on social media accounts.
On that platform.
On that Circle Jerk Fest.
God.
To just rile up the few loonies that are actually there.
What's he calling
That's
it?
What they were. Even when Parler was hitting its height and some of the idiots started going over there, some of the blue checks from Twitter that are conservative started slithering over to Parler. There still was nothing. Everybody on Parler was bitching about how nothing was going on Parler.
Well, because nobody cares.
Well, right. And they're all loathsome people who are unfriendly.
Yeah.
And the only socializing they do online is to try to own the libs. And there's no libs to own. It ain't fun talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Their disgusting, horrible selves.
Right, right. God, yeah.
My theory.
Well, listen, you guys, good luck on Trump's. So what's Trump's platform going to be called? Orange rapist?
Yeah, something.
Best.
I've all felt like, gosh, wouldn't it be nice if there was a platform available that would allow us to say what we want? Oh, my gosh, the first.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wouldn't it be great to have something to say what we want? Oh, my gosh.
You know, so I think
she says on some TV show.
Think about somebody's First Amendment rights who are legitimately being withheld, barred, or fucked with. What kind of nerve does she have talking? Laura, are we worried about Laura Trump's right? I mean, to speak out? I mean, is she being silenced?
One of the big lies is that they're being silenced. And they go on Fox News, the number one rated TV show or news program.
Right.
Actually, channel on cable in general at one time. And you got Josh Hawley. That fuck going on TV and saying they're canceling us and they're silencing us and they're trying to quiet us down on Hannity, which is the highest rated show on one of the highest rated shows on cable television. They're not letting me talk.
Hey, Josh, we're canceling. You're canceling. You're the fucking guy that probably coordinated with some of these militia fucks to help overthrow the election. Whatever the fuck you were doing, you're the canceler, you fuck.
So, you know, on the TrumpCircleJerk.com, whatever it's going to be. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is try to go there and say there was no fraud in the election. Try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will bet you will be deleted. You'll be kicked. They're not going to allow it.
You know that feeling when you go somewhere and everybody's kind of Trumpy? I always make, now that we all have masks on, you can't see the face, but this is the face I make all the time. I'll show you. It's like this. I'm always like,
Snarling?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, not a snarl, like, ew, gross. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That to me is probably a little rapist, fascist platform. His little media platform. It's probably really creepy and really gross. Like, what do you do? On Facebook, you likes things and
it's
going to
be money. Send me money.
You grab people's pussies on this Trump book or whatever this is.
You can buy a bronze cast of Melania's vagina.
Hey, Trump, why didn't you bother to do why? I'm just wondering, like, bronze. I'm trying to, if you're going to do that, what alloy should we use? We could go with silver. No. Make it.
I want bronze.
I make it kryptonite.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care. Get away from me.
I had to sit with wax on my pussy for an hour. I don't give shit.
Are they divorced yet?
Legally?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they're seeing a whole lot of each other.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure they hang all the time.
Get away from me.
Don't fucking touch me.
Well, that was years
ago.
She
hates Christmas, man. She hates it.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Loves tennis, though. Loves it so much.
Well,
middle of
does
a pandemic.
She? I mean, I guess
she
that
built,
was a...
What? Okay, this is how she will be remembered. She bulldozed the Rose Garden, the blood trees, and a tennis fucking pavilion.
Right, the giant tampon trees, yeah.
So what else?
Revolting.
What else? Be Best, there's that. Remember Be Best?
Oh, sure.
I don't give a fuck to you, that one.
She's going
to
keep that going, right? Isn't she opening a...
Yeah, they had the Easter egg hunt where everybody got COVID.
She's opening up an office allegedly at Mar-a-Lago for for Be Best or something like that.
You're opening up an office at Mar-a-Lago because there's no business and they have plenty of room for you to open up an office, I would think. Isn't that a super spreader place? Isn't there a fuck ton of COVID there?
Yeah, one would think. Yeah,
I think there was that story.
Oh God. This just shows you how loathsome gun groups are.
Yeah.
So the NRA.
Yes.
After 2 days after the gunman shot up those spas.
Okay.
In Atlanta.
Right.
Near Atlanta.
Okay.
Mainly Asian victims.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The NRA tweeted, "More Asian Americans are buying guns for protection from hate crimes. They're using it as an excuse to market guns to Asians."
That's dystopia.
Not, hey, the product we're pushing is what killed 8 or whatever number of people of Asian descent. They're saying, hey, you Asians should all be packing.
You know,
how disgusting.
We need to fast forward to the moment where the Vulcans help us.
I have a story about that.
Oh, really? And they take America's side. We use this saying on Vulcan called logic. Now, if you use logic and look at your gun, you know, violence program or numbers, logic would say that you need to get rid of some of these guns, you dumb fuck.
Sure.
I mean, if
another tweet. Hate crimes against Asian Americans surged 149% in 2020, while overall hate crimes fell 7%. And they've got a picture of an Asian guy holding a sniper rifle.
Hey, Jack Dorsey,
wearing a mask, though.
Jack Dorsey, czar of Twitter, get off your fucking testicles and ban these people. Why don't you get the...
another one. This is a guy... I don't even know where he is. You know what? It looks like Koreatown.
Okay.
Oh, my God. There's Carl's Jr. It's Koreatown. There's a guy. There's that Carl's Jr. That's that market. That Korean market that was mere blocks from where crab diving offices used to be.
Koreatown
in LA.
Cool as fuck. I miss it. It's
So evidently they're up on a rooftop. It's a bunch of Asian guys, probably Koreans.
Yes.
It's K-Town. One guy's got a gun jauntily slung over his shoulder.
Yeah.
He's smiling. He's wearing a red polo shirt, and he's looking out over Koreatown with a big smile. And Gun Owners of America tweeted, "Want to hashtag stop Asian hate?" by a rifle.
Oh, my God.
So Stop Asian Hate was trending because we want to stop Asian hate.
So the NRA wants to use the hashtag Stop Asian
Gun
Hate
Owners
to sell
of America.
Guns.
That was Gun Owners of America.
This free market shit, or what is that? Why are we having that? Because when you have a mass shooting, I mean, my God, I understand that our government, we're babies, we're children, we're fucking idiots. We can't do anything. Apparently, we can't do anything.
That's so gross.
But make it worse, I guess. That's making it worse.
Some Asians get killed, so they're like, wow, we can use this.
Yeah.
To fearmonger the Asians and sell more guns.
If you're a marketing person at the NRA and you're tasked with selling guns, well, then your idea, I'm sorry, then you're fucked up.
Boy, yeah.
You're callous and fucked up and go fuck yourself. You don't have to take every job out there. Get another job. You're a loser. Blood money.
We do have elsewhere in L News.
Ooh, wee wee. God.
God, I'm just looking at all this media coverage on how poorly Fox is doing so much. Fox's Sean Hannity and Dan Bongino. You know, he's the...
I remember Dan Bongino.
Dan Bongino has received the shawl of hatred from Rush Limbaugh. He's got Limbaugh's spot now on those radio stations.
Jeez.
He inherited the slot.
Did you see the meme we used for a promo yesterday? For the show?
Which
the Rush
one?
Limbaugh one.
Oh, I did see that.
Rush,
that was
one
awful.
Month sober.
Congratulations. 1 month sober.
Oh, shit. Savage.
Fox's Sean Hannity and Dan Bongino use Colorado shooting to attack Black Lives Matter.
Oh, that's nice.
Just listen to these headlines. Sean Hannity rushes through update on Colorado shooting to talk about Joe Biden stumbling on the stairs.
Jesus fucking Christ. Joe stumbled on the stairs. This fuckstick couldn't get his tiny little feet down a ramp.
These are all Media Matters headlines. I'm on MediaMatters.org. Fox's ongoing hypocrisy about what is and is not a hate crime. Fox News failed in its coverage of the Atlanta shootings.
Jeez. They failed, meaning what? They didn't put out any facts, or it was just...
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. That's shitty.
Here we have, it's don't forget Fateless Friday, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's up with Jesus lately? Hey, Jesus, what's up, man? We just had these mass shootings. God!
A lot of these prophets, man.
Yeah.
These Christian prophets are still telling their idiots that Trump is going to get put back.
Why? What? Why?
Something's going to happen. You know, these are the ones that are kind of melded with the Q loons.
Yeah. Oh God, that is so disgusting.
Yeah. Who really and truly believe? Here's one. Okay, this is Prophet Jeff Jansen.
These are all bro country.
He's got
fans.
Quite a setup on his camera. He's watched some YouTube videos.
Oh,
about
shit. Yes.
How to do it the right way. He's got some interesting flare in the background, wow. Some lighting, and some LEDs and shit.
Why don't you do some shit about your shitty personality and your fucked up politics, fucknut?
This is Global Fire Ministries.
Fire.
Is him. And here's his prediction. This is a Christian, quote, prophet. All of these prophets, by the way, are basically self-proclaimed prophets.
Oh, okay.
They show up saying, I had a revelation one night. Jesus spoke to me. I was taking a big shit. And he told me this was going to happen. And this, of course, is right after it happens. They don't tell you beforehand. They're like, right. So I predicted 9/11 was going to happen. I predicted this was going to happen. They write a book about it. And then everybody believes him and says, oh, you're a prophet.
I wish people would. If you come to an epiphany when you're on the toilet, please. Please always think about it. You know, I don't know. You did think about it while you're taking a shit. You know what I mean?
So here is this guy, Jeff Janssen.
It's probably not the answer to the universe.
He stepped aside. He never conceded. And the last defense is military. So the military, actually, the military is in control right now. And
this is just not true.
Why does he?
They really, this guy is telling people, I don't even know if he believes it, that Trump is still president and has never stopped being president. The military is in control.
Okay.
They're waiting for everything to happen. I'll bet we're just, he's going to come up with the tribunals or something, and Biden's going to be frog marched, and Obama and Hillary and all of them are going to be arrested.
Shit, yes.
This is just a big giant ruse to flush out all the evil Democrats and all the rhinos that they can then line up and shoot in the square.
Is there a chance that Nestor is an agent of the CIA spying on Matt Nestor. Gaetz? He's a plant.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Isn't he from Cuba?
Yeah, that's true. Well, why? Hey, Liz.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying it is or suggesting.
That's what happened to Trump.
But is it a possibility? Sure, it fucking is a possibility.
How the fuck did Trump end up married to someone whose father was a guy in KGB?
Secret police
Hungary, right?
Slovenia.
Okay, God. Slovenia. Right. I mean, that's a coincidence, isn't it?
Not Hungarian. I'm Slovenian. Don't say I'm fucking.
Hey, listen, if you get married and then discover your father-in-law is a senior person in, like, a communist bloc country's intelligence program, then you're the product, motherfucker.
Here's this asshole.
He stepped aside. He never conceded. And the last defense is military. So the military, actually, the military is in control right now. And they've already made their determination. And now it's about execution. Now it's about returning civil power after the we the people factor, the rightly duly elected president from this past election comes forward and they expose the corruption. There will be civil power restored to the United States, and that president will be Donald J. Trump. Watch what the Lord does, but I believe that April, I would be surprised if things don't happen by the end of April. Now, I'm talking the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, which I believe are key dates.
Okay. There you go, everybody.
Yes, and this is what will happen. Nothing will happen. And then he will say, well,
right.
You know, Hillary Clinton, did something. And, you know, the new dates are September. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no. A couple of lesbians rubbed their nethers together and the Lord's pissed.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of anal happening.
I saw one of the Kardashians kiss another girl.
Why were they in the news? They were in the news.
No, that was another Christian loon that we played yesterday saying that they're demon zombie witches.
Oh, that's right.
And in the Kabbalah.
Demon
like that.
Zombie witches.
Demon zombie witches.
God, we have a great culture in this country.
But these, how creepy is this? They're still holding on to this bullshit. That Trump is still going to ride back in and take
it's
over.
Too good to let go. It's too good to let go. It's too good for these fucking morons have to understand that man baby is not Jeebus. And Joe Biden is president and there's no deep state. And they can't. I'm sorry. They can't. There's no QAnon, but they can't. They can't let this go. They're sad little snowflakes.
Here's another one. This is, this is Tony Perkins. This twit.
Oh my God.
Family Research Council.
This,
I think
this is one of these fuckheads. Yeah, that Family always, Research Council. He always says like, "Oh, there must have been some gay sex because a storm happened." Right.
He's more subtle.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's one of the more like he can show up on a network TV show and not totally shit the bed.
Oh, okay, I see.
He's. More insidious, more reserved.
Tony Perkins isn't going to be like, well, you know, God said to me,
well, but he does say crazy shit. Poor Ahemplo.
Okay.
These are challenging times. I am not going to put any kind of spin on it. The policies that are coming out of this administration.
So he does not say Trump won. He doesn't say that the election was stolen or whatever. But
I love how he's saying, I'm not going to put any positive spin on what Joe Biden's
doing.
Oh,
it's horrific. These people he's helping at the border and all this vaccine that's flying into people's arms. Well, oh, my God.
I am not going to put any kind of spin on it. The policies that are coming out of this administration are literally from the pit of hell. I believe America is in serious trouble. We are literally shaking our fist in the face of God and challenging God. If you're really God, you do something.
Yes.
Yeah. And he is God. And he will do something.
Right.
And
who is that?
That's why I believe it is incumbent.
Oh, my God. This is a big auditorium with a lot of old white people.
You know, the second banana for these major evangelical twunts is, must be a good gig.
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Shit, man.
I
bet Tony Perkins, I bet that guy never fucks his job up. Second banana to Tony Perkins. This just seems like an easy.
Right. No, good second banana ever fucks his job up.
You know who you are.
Right.
And that's why I believe it is incumbent upon the church, followers of Jesus Christ, to cry out for God's mercy and a move of his spirit like we've never seen before.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
I encourage that. Cry the fuck out wherever you want. Not near me. Don't make me listen to you.
And
go ahead and pray all you want. We don't have a problem with that.
Right.
We have the problem with those who are going out to act on their crazy bullshit.
Yeah. And also, too, I mean, you know, the evangelicalism is radicalizing motherfuckers. And it's a problem.
This is, we're still backed up from Faithless, not doing a show on Friday. So I've got a couple more Faithless Friday-ish-esque clips. God,
Tony Perkins is a fuckhead.
We played this guy before, another pastor, Greg Locke.
Yeah.
One of his favorite subjects is Drag Queen Story Hour.
God damn, guys.
It's proof that the apocalypse is nigh.
If you go into the jail cell, then make sure it's for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, right?
Jesus.
I'll bail you out if you go to jail because you stand up against butchering babies, right? I'll bail you out if you walk up into a library that's having drag queen story hour and tell them parents they have lost their mind for letting their boys and girls be exposed to them bunch of pedophiles and that bunch of wicked, degradable nonsense. Hey, I'll bail you out of jail for that.
Pedophiles, of course. Drag Queen Story Hour.
Yeah.
Right to pedophiles.
Right. And listen, Wacko, boy, you're really working that diaphragm, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the vocal.
Maybe an inch between your lips and the mic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would say. Or whoever's running his board.
Yeah.
Turn that motherfucker down. He's doing okay.
Crazy.
He's projecting.
We played him before.
Yeah, he's said shit before.
This is a
There's
guy.
So many of them.
Sometimes we hear these clips and it's like, he's not on every day. He doesn't. He's not always this crazy.
Right.
He's crazy.
Josh Bernstein's still going.
But you know, a Glenn Beck or a Dilly, you know, they have a whole range. You know. You know what I mean? I'm not complimenting them, but there's a whole range of lunacy that they will have.
Right.
This Greg Locke guy seems like he just kind of yells at you and says, hey, if you go beat some pro-choice protesters to death, I'll bail you out of jail. Yeah. I will bail you out. God, what a dick.
Right-wing dickbag activist, whatever the fuck he is. YouTube, but I think he got kicked off of YouTube. Whatever.
Kicked off of YouTube.
Broadcaster.
Classy.
Josh Bernstein.
Boo! This guy is prolific.
Really? He's
In a good way.
And way into the possibility of a civil war. Like, he's way too into... I'm surprised he's not in a wheelchair from pre-cum loss for the last several months.
We've had to restrain. We had to put restraints on you. You're so low and
keep
sperm.
slipping, tripping.
Give him a juice box. He's woozy.
So here is Josh Bernstein.
Poor Josh.
Well, here you go.
Right.
And this is recent. This is the last couple of days.
Oh, okay.
The election's over.
God, get over it.
I am part of the audit team where I'm at. And we are also working with Patriots in New Hampshire to get their audits done. And in Pennsylvania and in Georgia and in Michigan. Okay. We want a constitutional crisis. Okay.
Oh, well, hold on a second. That's two different things.
You're not making any sense. You live in America.
You guys have had your audits. We encourage them. Audit the fuck away. You're coming up with nothing. Everyone's coming up with nothing.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, Chris Kobach was riding the giant big horse of we're going to get all the illegal voters and was given millions of dollars to do so and found fuck all.
You know, we don't want a constitutional crisis. That's
we want to avoid that. Yes.
Right. I mean, we all understand that, don't we?
What they're saying, what he's saying is we don't like the Constitution for this stuff.
Is that a frog in the bird feeder? Or is that something that looks different?
It looks like it's no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't see one.
Sorry.
Here's Josh Bernstein. He's a member apparently of the audit team, whatever that means.
Georgia and in Michigan. Okay. We want a constitutional crisis. Okay. Let me explain what I mean.
Okay.
Well, we want to get to a point where we have these audits done in these respective states. And when the information comes out to be just like Antrim County, now we can then catapult that into another state and then another state and another state and another state. And the next thing you know, we are now in a constitutional crisis. What happens then? Well, you know, you could do a writ of quo warranto.
Oh, boy.
We could do a writ of quo warranto.
Somebody's glancing down at his notes.
You want to do a writ of quo warranto?
What happens then? Well, you know, you could do a writ of quo warranto, which actually allows people to be removed post-election if there has been, you know, irregularities. I don't want to get too far into the weeds because I don't want to get you in trouble.
Because I don't know is what he's saying. I don't want to get too far in the weeds because all I memorized was quo warranto.
Why didn't we quo warranto Trump? I mean, there was lots of your fucking regularities. I mean, for quo warranto,
fantasy world.
I looked something up on the internet, and now
I'm working with the audit team.
No,
dun dun dun.
You are working with not a lot of brain cells and a low IQ. I'm sorry. Maybe right? He's stupid.
Oh, I see.
Is he a dumb fuck?
A writ or legal action requiring a person to show by what warrant an office or franchise is held, claimed, or exercised. Duh. So they would have to. They were basically saying to Biden, prove you didn't cheat.
Yeah, quo warranto.
Which ain't how it works.
Yeah, you got a quo warranto or get the fuck out. So stupid. What was this guy doing reading about, like, removing people from office, and he saw this paragraph about quo warranto? Sounds like something we could use in the revolution.
They're just all desperately sitting around trying to brainstorm with their tiny little brains anything that they can use. Oh, look at this here. This says quo warranto.
You know, the problem with Trump is his government was chosen by people that sit around at bars and debate whether or not the earth is curved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's who chose this guy. We're quo warranto all up the asshole. We're fucked. Well, Biden's president, thank God. You ever have flashbacks and you're like, wait, Trump's not president anymore. I'm sorry.
No.
I
really don't. I'm very well aware of the lack of
that's true.
The sword of Canticles hanging over our head.
Yeah. Podcast sure is could be a little bit more exciting.
No, we're okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're okay. We get to do stories about other shit, sort of.
Hey, I mean, you know, fuck Trump.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Yay!
Or anytime. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Yes. Thank you.
Crabdiving.com. /Amazon.
If you want to come to our house and drop a big old pile of cash in the living room, we will let you listen to sit in.
Well, DM us first.
First 15 minutes of the show.
Right. 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
How much? Depends on how much.
Yeah. We'll let the dog chase you.
You can
the
have
studio.
The show. You can hear.
Yeah, if you want to buy this podcast,
I'll run the board.
5 digits, 6 digits, 6 figures. You can have this, right?
The intern doesn't go with it though.
7 figures, this is yours, and you get previous episodes. 7 figures.
Oh, fuck, are you kidding me? No decimal points? Fuck yeah.
Fuck no.
Fuck yes. Over at the Drudge Report, also another headline.
Ooh.
That was going on over there.
Yeah.
This is the Gallup poll.
Yes.
That American satisfaction with the way things are going in the U.S. is continuing to improve.
Wow. Thanks for the study. Hey, things are better since the Nazi went away.
This is the second monthly increase Gallup has recorded after the measure fell to its lowest point in nearly a decade in January. What happened in January? Not till the end of January.
Right, right, right. Right, right. And January was a particularly rough month, right?
It was really shit-ay. Only 11% of people in the United States said they were satisfied with the direction the country was going.
I mean, because listen, 2020 was like, you know, you just every once in a while you'd remind yourself, this is the worst year, kind of, right?
Well, 2020 was a really bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
It was quite shit.
Not gonna do it.
Economic competence, still negative, but less so.
Less negative.
7 points under the water. Yay. People saying they're confident in the economy. 23% of Americans say the economy is excellent or good. Rich fucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People that sell like PPE and shit like that that made money off this fucking shit.
31% say it's poor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a third of the country says the economy is shite. That ain't good.
I was just say everyone should say the economy is shite when the minimum wage is in some places 7 something. You know what I mean?
It's a crime. But 44% say economic conditions are getting better, but 50% say they're getting worse.
Yeah.
Which is better than it was. The swings in the different directions from a month ago.
Right.
So more people think it's getting better, less think it's getting worse.
Well, you know what will make it even better? If Joe Manchin could put on could screw his Pampers to the sticking place and just get rid of the fucking filibuster and nut up just a wee bit, right?
God. More than a third of Americans approve of Congress.
Oh, shit.
Up from like single digits, marking the legislative body's highest approval rating in nearly 12 years.
Damn!
That shit the Democrats are passing. Oh, all that good stuff.
But wait, that means
they're still running up into those assholes in the Senate. And that's why we need to get rid of that fucking filibuster.
Yeah.
Or at least reform it enough that it is no longer just a tacit veto for the minority party.
If the Republicans ever take back the House, I even hate saying that, will Louis Gohmert be the Speaker? Yes.
No.
Or no? Why not? He's been there a long time. Come on.
It's a vote. They vote.
They vote. They aren't going to vote to put him in there.
Didn't he get one vote, though, and at one point?
Oh, my God.
I thought somebody...
Who the fuck voted for
somebody
that
when, like, when Paul Ryan was elected, somebody tossed a vote to Louis or something?
That it'll be Matt fucking Gates.
Who votes that way, you mean?
No, I could see Matt Gates. Would you think he'd be the Speaker? Oh, my God. Horrific. Republicans are horrible. You can't think of anybody who's reasonable.
Yeah. The ones that at least pretended to be reasonable once in a while are getting run out of the party.
And you think Nestor is an agent from Cuba?
I did not say that. I said it's a possibility,
right,
that Nestor could be an agent from Cuba.
Right. Shit, man.
I mean, they would have started him young.
Hey, Matt, apparently. What do you think about that? What does Matt think about that?
If he's even from Cuba, I don't even remember. But
I don't know either.
I think he is.
Oh.
Well, we can get to the Matt Gaetz story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something this stupid fuck fucking stupidly said.
I hate this guy. Can we have another representative?
He's really just, it really is still neck snapping a couple of years later after moving from Los Angeles, where Javier Becerra was our representative, and to literally the worst, one of the worst in the whole fucking, out of the whole 435 is, with goddamn Matt Gaetz.
I don't ever remember our previous rep ever being in the news this much. I mean, he was here and there, right?
Occasionally.
But not like this. No,
yeah.
Why? You have to, hey, Matt, do you ever ask yourself, why am I a representative from a shitty little hamlet in the armpit of Florida? Why am I on the news every time?
Right.
Am I a jerk off or something? I don't know.
Meanwhile, a lot of people are tweeting that not only is this creepy and weird, what yeah. he's about to say, but it's also a lie. I know you'd be shocked to hear.
Ooh, yeah.
Matt Gaetz might lie.
Right.
He's on Fox, of course, getting his balls rubbed.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're talking about, they're not, I guess they're not happy with the evil mayor of Miami Beach imposing these curfews and arresting these poor kids who are just out having fun.
Oh my God.
And being all American and white and shit.
Yes.
And here is Matt Gaetz.
Okay.
On Fox.
My son is a college freshman. He had no real graduation, no prom, and I struggled with whether or not to allow him to enjoy spring break at Panama City Beach. I allowed him to have an abbreviated one. I did not have a good night's rest the entire time he was there until I knew he was safe, okay, and back at school.
Oh, just
so much wrong with this.
Well, and also, it's weird to me that it's odd to think about Matt Gaetz giving a shit about someone else's well-being. And I'm, you know.
Well, and people are tweeting that Nestor graduated in 2019 before COVID. If he didn't have a prom, it's because nobody wanted to go with him. Or Matt wouldn't let him
so
go.
Mean. Oh my God!
Or Matt couldn't go with him.
Who the fuck goes to? Am I an asshole? I don't, who goes to a college fucking prom?
No, it's high school.
It's high school.
He's a freshman and he's 18 or 19.
But you're right. It was 2019.
Right.
So fucking what is this?
He lied.
Oh, he lied. Okay.
When he said, "Oh, he didn't get a prom or a graduation," it's bullshit.
God damn, Matt.
I believe multiple. People are reporting that online, and you know that's where I get all my
attacks. That feeling when Nestor is a lot smarter than Matt fucking Gaetz.
It's just so gross.
Yeah, it's weird.
Matt Gaetz in general.
It's just yeah, it's gross but bizarre.
I'm looking at some of these tweets. This Nestor Matt Gaetz shit is some straight up creepy kind of Law and Order SVU episode.
Yeah. But like, you know, okay, Matt Gaetz is the daddy to Nestor. He adopted Nestor, right? That's it. When he was a kid.
Well, but he didn't.
Well,
there's no official, there's no papers, there's no, we
are
don't,
they related
we don't know
something?
What's going on.
Are they related?
Define related.
Do they share a family tree? Oh, wait, no. Are they married? I mean,
I don't believe so.
Whatever the relationship is, whatever, man. I don't know. I thought he had adopted Nestor.
No, he said that, and it's a lie.
No. Well, I don't know then. It's hard to know with Matt Gaetz.
Right.
He's lying.
Nestor Galbon.
So if Matt, okay, if Nestor isn't really Matt Gaetz' son, but he pretends, then I guess by the transitive property, Roger Stone is Nestor's granddaddy, right? Because Matt Gaetz thinks of Roger Stone as like a
Matt
Gaetz, mentor.
Well, daddy.
Yeah, okay.
Father. Matt Gaetz, 38, is reported, calls himself father to an adopted young adult named Nestor Galban.
An adopted young
Gaetz
adult.
Claims that Nestor lost his mother to breast cancer at just 12 years old when he arrived in the U.S.
Okay. Is that true?
During a podcast, he initially described Nestor is the brother of an ex-girlfriend and, quote, I just sort of feel like a single step parent at times.
Why are you? wait. Your ex-girlfriend's brother is your son that you're maybe allowing.
Whose mom apparently died of breast cancer when he was 12. But Gaetz claims he was fucking the sister.
Okay. The brother of the person you used to fuck, I mean, is it legal for you to tell them where they can and cannot go?
According to Gaetz, right? Who's 19? He's a 19-year-old. Hey, you're not allowed to go. Fuck you.
Nestor, go to Panama City if you want to. Matt Gaetz can't tell you shit.
According to Gaetz, Nestor lived with him for 4 years after coming from Cuba and then moved to Miami for his junior year and lived with his biological father.
Nestor, are you transmitting shit back to Cuba about Matt Gaetz? Are you a spy? Just say it. Tell us. Why would you hang out with this guy otherwise? You don't have to. Get out of there. Why?
Gaetz just said he allowed Nestor to go on spring break in Panama City Beach to make up for not being allowed to go to prom or having a real graduation.
Or it would be like there's a charge. It would be kidnapping or holding someone against their will or imprisoning or some shit like that, dickhead.
God, there's a picture.
He's an adult.
There's a picture of Matt Gaetz, Nestor.
Yes.
And all three have arms around each other. Don Jr.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. I tell you what. Hey, God, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitches, Spotify, the podcasting app, why all this? Why did you let all this happen? From piles of load. I mean, could you not have done something different?
So it's all very bizarre. Just when you think Matt Gaetz couldn't become any more odious.
You know, because really Matt Gaetz is so shitty. When someone seems like they're choosing to be around them, I automatically imagine that what's in it for them because it's not his company. Why is Nestor hanging out with this asshole?
Well, yeah, right. I mean,
does Nestor understand that he can stay in Florida as long as you want? He doesn't have to do shit. This fuckhead says.
I don't know.
Well, Matt, I mean, I got to tell you, it's a very odd situation. You are a faux father to your ex-girlfriend's brother.
Faux father to ex-girlfriend's brother. Yes.
That would sort of, I mean, I'm just saying. Then it's more of a, like, you guys are colleagues kind of thing, isn't it? I don't know. Who gives a shit?
I don't know if it's definable.
Listen, guy, hey, Matt, do whatever. Just don't kidnap Nestor. And Nestor, just I hope he knows that he can leave. He doesn't have to hang out with this fuckface, this insurrectionist.
Oh, speaking of fuckfaces.
Yes.
Let's see if you can name this senator in two words.
Okay, I have a guess.
I'll be brief, Mr. Chairman. Thank
you. Oh, my God. I was, you know what? I was biased with Ted Cruz. I was going to say Ted Cruz. Mr. Chairman, who is that?
It's John Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
Let me be brief, Mr. Chairman.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
There's a lot of reports out that this good old boy act of his is just that. This guy was like, went to Oxford.
Oh.
And was a Rhodes Scholar. Right. Yeah.
Joe Scarborough says that.
Yeah. And Scarborough always picks on him. Like, all of a sudden now, he used to talk like a regular, normal human being. And now, all of a sudden, they talking like this. Hi, man.
I'll be brief, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity. I've listened to my colleagues' comments with interest, and I join with Senator Feinstein and hoping that we can do something about this. But I do think we ought to.
I think he'd know her name by now. I mean, there's only 100 of them, and she is the
there.
Yeah, and she does chair a couple of committees.
Right, meaning like people have heard of her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Feinstein, whatever the fuck you call your name. Jewish, I think.
Thing about this. That. But I do think we ought to keep this in perspective.
This is about the shootings.
Yeah.
So here we go.
In perspective.
Here's Louisiana perspective.
God.
Feinstein, in hoping that we can do something about this. But I do think we ought to keep this in perspective. What has happened in the last few days, what's happened in the last years, is, of course, tragic. And I'm not trying to perfectly equate these two, but...
No, yeah. But I'm about to come up with a ridiculous analogy that is going to be...
It's got to be so stupid.
We have a lot of drunk drivers. They've killed a lot of people.
Oh, is this going to be, you can't take away their cars?
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of drunk drivers.
Equate these two, but... We have a lot of drunk drivers in America. They've killed a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
We ought to try to combat that, too.
Okay.
They shouldn't be able to have guns.
But we ain't going... It's Louisiana. If you're drunk, I think it's legal for you to shoot out your window at the same time while driving.
Well, and probably into the window of the car that's drunkenly being barreled into you.
If you're white.
We have a lot of drunk drivers in America that kill a lot of people. We ought to try to combat that, too.
Right.
But I think what many folks on my side of the aisle are saying is that the answer is not to get rid of all sober drivers.
Oh, my God.
The thing is, I think about these groups that put all this time into, like, doing such good work, like lobbying for gun reform and shit. I mean, they're what they want is blocked by people like this. It's so stupid. This is the dumbest shit. This is the dumbest fucking shit. So
my answer. Oh, and that's going to run on a loop on his YouTube channel or whatever.
So
his social media.
Is this a calculated thing? Is he this stupid?
No, I don't think so.
He knows.
He went to Oxford.
This dumb fucking this stupid. But it's so stupid. This thing he's putting out there. It's dumb.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But the dummies will eat it up.
He believes
it's going to be all over social media now. Somebody's going to say, we need to do something about guns. They're like, oh, what are you going to do about drunk drivers? Get rid of all the sober drivers?
I can imagine people here saying that.
Oh, sure.
Definitely.
They're going to love that one.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to love it.
God.
No, I'm not equating these two. I'm not equating these two.
Oh, okay. But
I'm about to equate these two.
Yeah. So stupid.
Those are your Republicans.
Oh, they're all over the place, man. They're all over the place with these dumb fucking thoughts in their heads. They just like their guns, and you know, they figure, hey, I want to have my gun so I can do whatever the fuck I want. It probably will never happen to my kid. That's it. Then they're done with it. There you go. Now we're going to church. You know?
Right.
Now I'm doing incest, and now, you know, I'm going about my business. Right. Fuck yourself.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Is that in the planner for the week?
Or was the GOP, right? We're talking about Republicans. Series. Okay.
Tuesday at 4:00. It's time to fuck your sister.
Incest.
We do have a few minutes left here in the big old show.
Yes.
I'm having a wee bit of trouble opening this on my computer.
Oh my.
Don't know why it's being all snatchy.
Right.
It's
being snotchy. Oh, please listen to the Crab Diving podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. Also go to crabdiving.com/crabdiving. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Exciting news from science.
Ooh.
If you're following what's going on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
This is very cool.
Well, we got some pictures of rocks.
Well, they're going to attempt the first flight on Mars.
Okay.
They've got a little helicopter-y drone kind of deal.
Oh, well, that's cool.
That they're going to send up.
Damn.
They're targeting early April for the Ingenuity Mars helicopter.
Damn.
To make the first attempt at powered controlled flight on another planet.
Jeez. Wow. That's from us. Great. Okay. Well, listen, from us, you're right. We're going to fly a helicopter on Mars, but we can't get roofs on houses in Florida. Okay.
Right now, the ultralight aircraft remains fixed to the belly of the Perseverance.
Perseverance.
Perseverance rover.
That's a pig.
Which touched down on the red planet February 18th. On Sunday, Perseverance dropped the debris shield that had protected Ingenuity during landing.
Oh.
Currently making its way to the airfield where Ingenuity will attempt to take off.
Okay. Well, everybody, congrats. Good luck to all the droids.
It will have 30 Martian sols.
What?
30 Martian days.
What, it was sols is a day?
One spin around, yeah.
Okay.
Equal to 31 Earth days to carry out the mission.
Holy shit. So the Earth, when Mars spins around once, that's equal to 30 days, Earth days. Is that true?
I don't know.
How would you live there?
I think maybe it has to do with their, I don't know what it has to do.
I want to go to sleep. You can't. You got a month. You got to be up.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily.
Well, I can't sleep on Mars because the planet.
Because 30 sols equal 31 days. So one sol is one day.
Yeah.
Which would just be a wee, like 1/30 of a day.
Okay, okay.
So their day is just a wee bit shorter than ours.
And then when you go outside.
Or longer,
to jog, your eyeballs just dissolve immediately in the atmosphere of Mars.
So they're spinning pretty much like ours.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's a much weeer planet.
It's smaller than us.
Yes.
I did not know that. I didn't know that. It is. I thought it was bigger.
So there you go.
Damn.
Awesome. Okay.
That's very good.
The Ingenuity will be carrying a small piece of cloth that covered one of the wings of the Wright brothers' first aircraft. That achieved the first powered flight on Earth at Kitty Hawk. That's
damn
interesting.
That is crazy.
Commemorative.
To think that someone used
to pay tribute.
Could you imagine getting in a plane? Oh, this plane's fine. It's covered in cloth. What could possibly fucking go wrong?
They crashed a bunch of them, didn't they?
Yeah, right. Whoa, we got it. At what point after you've crashed a thousand of these planes covered in cloth, you're like, we need to put something else on them. This cloth is working like shit.
Well, cloth worked for a long time. Then a lot of early planes were covered with cloth that was treated with shit.
No.
The Ingenuity will be attempting to fly in an atmosphere that is only 1% the density of Earth's. Well, how is that going to happen? Which makes achieving lift harder, but it will be assisted by gravity that is only 1/3 of ours.
Damn. I mean, again, it's tough to. That is a tough. It's a,
well,
it's
I assume
a
they've
harsh
done the math.
Environment.
I assume they've done the math and they know the size of the rotors and everything they would need to get it up off the ground. But
you don't think they're up there and they're like, oh, fuck, we forgot to measure the fucking rotors. That didn't happen. No.
Although, was it the Hubble that they had to literally go and fix?
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody fucked up.
They instead of meters, it was in.
It was instead of, yeah,
is it really?
It was inches instead of millimeters.
Who would fuck up like that?
Somebody did. There
You're
was
space,
like one calculation and they fucked up.
Damn.
And it was like blurry when it first went up. Yeah, it was horrible.
That guy got fired.
I think it was one of the early space shuttle gigs was to go and fix that fucking Hubble.
You got to check your work.
If I'm correct.
You got to check your fucking work. Or you get blurry aliens.
They
come in peace.
Once Perseverance drops off the helicopter, it needs to drive away about 5 meters within 24 hours so it doesn't cast a shadow on Ingenuity, because the Ingenuity's batteries will be powering up.
Oh my God.
The solar panels.
Trump said we were going to Mars, right? Didn't he say that or something?
Yeah, sure.
Listen to these details. You got to get your shadow out of the way of this fucking helicopter. It won't work. There's no way that administration could have put together any of this shit.
It's going to need to recharge or it's needed to run a little heater because nighttime temperatures can go as low as -130
degrees. Why are we going there? What is the deal? Why does Elon Musk want to go to Mars? Why?
Well, he wants to go and colonize it.
Why?
Because it's there, and that's what we do.
I'm going to live there. Why do you want to live there?
Well, eventually we will. I agree.
Very anti-human, but that climate. And I'm not. It's not a feeling statement. That's a true statement. It's a fact statement.
But it's not going to be easy. I mean, I think we'll have more permanent structures on the moon before.
Yeah.
There's already a couple countries that are talking about building some kind of a moon base.
Not too distant future. Oh, I put a story up on Facebook.com/crabdiving and the Twitter that people were storing sperm up there in the moon.
Oh.
For what reason? Like, I mean.
I don't.
In case the Earth blows up. That's why.
I don't remember that story. Yeah, I remember seeds and stuff.
No, they're putting sperm up there in okay. case the Earth blows up.
That's what the text was saying. My job is to fill up that bucket.
You know, guys, I have one more thought. Should we put some sperm on the moon just in case? Yeah.
Make more sperm.
Make it happen.
A couple of the astronauts are like, you mean more?
Yeah, oh, more? Yeah. Who landed on the moon? Neil Armstrong's like, done and done.
We do have
Buzz Aldrin.
This is interesting. Representative Jimmy Gomez from California has put forward a resolution to expel Marjorie Taylor Greene from Congress.
Yay! Good idea.
Pointing to her history of pushing conspiracy theories, advocating violence against our peers, the speaker, and our government.
Yeah. Advocating violence? I mean, also, she put that hideous fucking sign at like something about some anti-trans shit outside of her office to intimidate one of her colleagues.
Two sexes or something like that.
Whose trans daughter was there, you know, children was there, and she was doing it to be a fucking asshole. Can we have better people in the government? I mean,
well, Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
Of course, had.
Go-gurt.
A. Really great tweet.
Yeah.
After the Colorado shooting.
Okay.
She was, as the reporting was breaking, she was out tweeting shit about Biden.
Right.
Just after the news had broken, the White House just called a lid at 1:13 p.m. today. Biden is back in the basement, figuratively at least. Meanwhile, the country's in chaos and the border's coming apart at the seams. They probably pulled the lid because Biden was going to see what happened with the mass shooting that was going on.
Yeah, he's doing stuff.
An hour later, she finally addressed the shooting with a tweet offering the usual prayers for victims. Quote,
yes.
My prayers are with the shoppers, employees, first responders, and others affected by the shooting in Boulder. May God be with them. While we are still awaiting important information and details in this case, random public shootings and senseless act of violence are never okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Lauren.
I agree. That's a good statement. They're never okay. God. It's just some enlightenment. Is anyone enlightened? Is there anyone enlightened? What I mean by that is not stupid as shit.
Well, and here's a tweet. Oddly, these random events seem almost exclusively restricted to the United States. I wonder why. What's different here? And it's a picture of Lauren posing with her guns, some of her gunny friends all posing with their guns.
Yeah, it's not random. It's not random.
Right.
It's predictable. Right?
Right.
You could predict the number of mass shootings that happen every year or handgun deaths or whatever the fuck.
And this tweet, I think, represents the majority of gun owners. As a gun owner and someone who has experienced gun violence, take your prayers and shove them. Do something. Stop railing against gun control measures that would help reduce senseless gun violence.
Yeah.
This is someone who owns guns.
I mean, the NRA doesn't look out for gun owners, right? They look out for gun manufacturers.
Right.
Are you gun owners just going to be the NRA's bitch forever or what? Or what? Come on.
Right. This person says Ned Pyle tweeted, you work constantly to make sure random public shootings are possible because you exist only to be paid by firearms manufacturing lobbyists.
Yeah.
Lauren Boebert, the arsonist, was very worried about all the senseless burning of buildings.
God.
Another tweet.
Yeah. Boebert. She's the worst. She's in the House of Representatives. And where is she? Is she Colorado?
Yes. Yeah.
God.
And Hannah Drake, I don't know who she is, but she tweeted, girl, this would be a great time for you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, God, Hannah. I don't know who you are either, but that's a good fucking point.
That's the best.
Shut the fuck up, Boebert. Shut the fuck up, MGT. Shut the fuck up. Just all of them. Rand Paul. Lindsay, shut up. Gohmert, yeah, fuck you.
You're definitely in the minority.
Yeah.
But that's not what they believe.
The
vast swaths of Wyoming and Montana and the Dakotas that are empty as fuck. Yeah. They show that map of all the red counties. How could Biden win when the map is this red?
Do you think people should have to get a license if you're going to have a gun?
Yes.
There you go. Why don't we do that?
All right.
I mean, because then you'd have to have a gun license.
You're infringing. You're infringing.
Because it seems to me the issue is that the onus is on these gun shops to do all the background checks and to make sure if it's okay for you to have a gun. Why isn't the state making sure it's okay for you to have a gun? What the fuck? Why are we leaving that to gun stores and gun manufacturers when they have an interest in selling the fucking gun?
You need a dog license.
Oh, yeah.
In places. You need a fishing license.
Right.
In places.
Keanu Reeves said something in that movie.
They'll let any butt-reaming asshole be a father.
God damn.
Whoa.
Was that
Parenthood.
That not for Much Ado About Nothing. Okay.
You need a license to... You need a license to...
He's good in that.
Go fishing. You need a license to buy a dog.
Parenthood is a good movie.
Yeah.
If anybody gives a shit, I don't care.
Keanu's supposed to be a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He
gives fuck tons of money. Didn't he finance a hospital or something?
I still haven't seen any of the John Wicks. I need to watch those. I heard they're
good luck.
Like trashily good.
I don't know.
Oh, you weren't into it?
Yeah.
Are you giving Crab Claw down?
Damn, no. I know people love those movies. I don't want to get any hate shit for it. They're very good.
are there people out there that love
those John Wick movies?
All the shit we talk about, you're worried about people who like John Wick movies coming after us?
Yeah, these John Wick fans. Oh, God. Yeah, they'll dox your ass.
Real dangerous.
Shit, yes.
Are they convention goers? I wonder if John Wick people go to the cons.
Keanu Reeves maybe he's nice enough to say, guys, maybe he doesn't make his fans go to these fucking conventions. You know, if you're a superstar.
Well, I don't think Keanu goes to the convention.
If you're a rich actor, if you're like William Shatner, quit making people come out and pay for your fucking glossy, dude. Just stay home. You're 90.
Oh, we got to get going here.
Yeah.
Well, God, Tom Cotton is is just.
Oh, he's going to run for president.
Oh, yeah, he already is.
He's so gross.
Basically is, yeah.
He's so fucking gross. Maybe not send his sperm to the moon.
Right. But he's got the likability of, like, childhood leukemia.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the wake of the mass shooting at King Soopers grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, leaving 10 dead, including police officers, Senator Tom Cotton. Oh, I'm sure he had a great take on it. And we're going to love it.
Take.
He did his utmost to divert the conversation away from assault style weapons.
Yes.
Like the type used. In his telling, the real culprit is the recent protests against police brutality. The BLMers, Ryan.
They are these guys. That is amazing. That is wow, Tom. Good job. Take a bow, stupid. That's the craziest shit.
Here he is.
Now, our friends on the left always want to go straight to gun control as the solution for reducing
this problem of violence.
The problem of gun violence.
He won't say gun violence because he knows how crazy he sounds. Dude.
Before we start looking at controlling the rights of law-abiding citizens and regulating their guns and even setting the grounds to confiscate their guns, why don't we look at why this violence has increased to begin with?
Oh, it's the Negroes, Ryan. You know it is. It's the illegals Biden's allowing over the border and all the Negroes.
Tom, if you're going to do this presidential thing, you need to... Is there a way...
This ain't going to work.
He needs... There's, what's wrong with him? It's like his...
He's an asshole.
Yeah. You character
Notably,
sucks.
There has been extended, systematic attacks on our police and law enforcement professionals for years, calling them racist and bigoted and prejudiced,
right?
Demanding that they be defunded and replaced.
So this is why these shooters are going out and killing people is because we're nasty to the popo.
What about did Tom?
Because they're killing people.
Yeah. What would Tom Cotton say about the report Eric Holder put together about Ferguson, Missouri, about the cops and how there was systematic racism and people maybe have a point. I don't know.
He goes on to say, well, maybe.
Faced with social workers.
Which work? I've got a story. We'll probably get to it tomorrow about a city, I think in Oregon, that is now sending out social workers and de-escalating experts, not the police, to a number of these calls.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. And guess what's happening?
Oh, less people are getting beat to death.
Exactly.
Nobody's getting ketamine involuntarily injected into their asshole.
He goes on here in this speech in the Senate to say, when you make it harder to do their job, you shouldn't be surprised that criminals take advantage.
Oh, my God.
How is criticizing the police making it harder to do their job?
I think Tom Cotton's constituents are dumb as fuck, and he's playing to them.
Oh, he's so loathsome.
And he's got such a creepy voice. Ugh,
again,
Tom.
I just don't see him being that big of a threat because he really is unlikable. Trump had that likability. Yeah. I hate to admit.
Right. Maybe Tom, your dad should have pulled out. Sorry.
But yeah, there's nothing. It's like Ted Cruz. I mean,
I
think Hillary would have wiped the floor with Ted Cruz if Ted Cruz had won that.
Or Tom Cotton, right?
Yeah.
In a debate, please.
Even with everything going on, there was with the bullshit. Oh, we got to go. The emails and all that shit. I still think she would have mopped the floor with him.
Right.
I pressed the wrong button. Now ending. Join us tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're all over the internet. Crab diving. Ryan also at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good save. Night, everybody. We will be back in the morning and tomorrow in the afternoon.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.